Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena and I'm going to be sharing with you today. Our reading today comes from Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 to 13. And we're now walking with Jesus through the final days of his life on earth as he drew nearer and nearer to his crucifixion and resurrection. We know how the story ends, and so even as we read of the torture and agony that he endured, it's always with one eye on the fact that we know the happy ending, if you like, is just around the corner, a couple of days away. Jesus obviously knew this too, but even so, we cannot imagine what he must have been going through on the approach to the end of the week, knowing what it held for him. As we think about that, let's read today's passage, and I'm reading from the NIV. Jesus anointed at Bethany. While Jesus was in Bethany, in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. "Why this waste?" they asked. "This perfume could have been sold at a high price and the money given to the poor." Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, but you will not always have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." And I guess that last part is true, because that's what we're talking about and thinking about even today. To set the scene of this event, Bethany is a town or village about 2 miles from Jerusalem. And in the week leading up to his crucifixion, Jesus used Bethany as a kind of base and walked to and from Jerusalem each day, continuing his ministry right up till the end. He had good friends in that place, which is presumably why he chose to base himself there. It's somewhere that he felt comfortable and secure in the midst of all that was going on around him. These friends included people that we know well from other stories in the Bible, like Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha, and also Simon the leper. Although Simon is known by the rather unfortunate nickname, he must have recovered from leprosy, or else he wouldn't have been able to meet with others, never mind host them all at his house for the dinner that we read of today. I guess in a similar way to the isolation that many people are currently having to endure just now, where they can't meet up with other people because of this illness. So that perhaps gives us a little taste and an idea of what it was like for lepers at the time. It would seem from the other gospel stories that all of these friends were together, and that the woman in question, the woman who anointed Jesus at this meal, may well have been Mary, who was known for her devotion to Jesus and her commitment to him to the exclusion of everything else, whether that be household tasks, much to her sister Martha's annoyance, or time or money, as we see in the story here. Never mind the hugely expensive perfume, even the jar that it was in was made of alabaster, which is a semi-precious stone, and which, because of the design of the jar, it had to be smashed in order to open it. So we can see why the disciples saw this as a waste and thought that the money would have been better spent on the poor. They probably thought that Jesus would approve of that suggestion as well, knowing his heart for the poor and his love for them and his lack of attachment to any material things. But instead, Jesus rebukes them. What Mary was doing for the second recorded time was focusing on what mattered, not on doing things, no matter how worthwhile those things might be, but on Jesus. She was just so grateful for Jesus' presence in her life. She had tasted what it was like to be in his presence and seen how he transformed lives, her own, her sisters, even her brothers who came back from the dead because of Jesus. In her act of devotion, she didn't just honour and worship Jesus, but she actually ministered to him in the middle of the pain of the worst week of his life. And she got it. She got what was going on. While the disciples, who as men would have been expected in those days to be the clever ones, while they were going around in denial, literally, of what Jesus was talking about, she believed what Jesus said was going to happen. And she was prepared to do all that she could to help him on his journey, even to the extent of getting him ready for burial, as we're told in the story today. She gave him her love, her gratitude, and her service in return for all that he had already done for her. And that was even before the cross. How much more do we have to be thankful for? We have a Saviour who died to show us the way back to God, who's alive today. We don't need to wait until Sunday to celebrate that, to know that we're loved and forgiven and given a fresh start with Jesus by our side. We can do nothing in return really except give Jesus the most precious possession we have, ourselves, our love and our praise. Sometimes, I guess, like the disciples, we get so bogged down in what we're doing, even if it's all good and noble things, even things within the church or within the community, that we just slip our focus away from God and onto these things. These are things that people understand as well. They understand our works of social action as Christians. They understand us trying to do good things, but not really our worship of Jesus. Just like the disciples, they see that as a waste and think that there must be better things that we can do with our time and our money. And the other things that we can do, like our service to the community, our actions, our looking after the poor, whatever else it might be, these things are undoubtedly important, but not our focus. Our focus is always on Jesus, who loves us and who died for us, and all the rest flows from that. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, when we think of all that you went through for us, we just give you all our praise, our thanks and our love. Help us this week to think again on your sacrifice, but even more on the amazing love that took you to the cross to make that sacrifice for us. Lord, we love you. Help us to take time this week just to worship and to be in your presence. In your name, amen.